Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Tuesday, June 22nd, 2010. We're Stephen and Brooksine Weber. Our ministry is called Daily Encouragement Net. Today, instead of the regular photo we have a great symbol from my early Christian years, the one-way sign that we often used to greet one another as Christian young people back in the 70s. Well, today's message is titled, The Divine GPS. Simple scripture text and portion today is the words from our Lord Jesus Christ in John 14, verse 4.
You know the way to the place where I am going.
Yesterday, Brooksine had a meeting at a church in York, a neighboring city about 20 miles away. Although we've both been to the church on a number of occasions, this was the first time she had made the trip on her own. Well, she's right here beside me, but we rode it, and I can say it. She can be a bit directionally challenged, so I set the GPS to go to the location. However, it couldn't find the satellites, and then I, at the last minute, scrambled to write out the directions. Well, she tells me on the way over, the GPS did kick in, I guess, finding the satellites, and she found the place without any problem. But this got me thinking about the divine GPS. God's holy word.
Well, knowing where we are going, our destination, and how to get there, the directions to get there, it's very important. And in most cases, being close is just not acceptable. Several years ago, we had some friends come to visit us from northern Pennsylvania, but they mistook our home for a neighbor's house. The visible plaque in the kitchen that said Esther made them feel certain that they were in the right place, since, of course, our daughter's name is Esther. Spelled like Esther without an H. No one was home at the time, so they sat on the porch, played a few songs on the guitar, and patiently awaited our arrival. Eventually, they caught on that they might not be at the Weber's house, and we connected eventually. They would hardly have considered it a worthwhile trip, knowing that they were just 100 yards from us, but were still unable to see us and visit face to face.
That's a great memory. That took place about 10 years ago, actually. Well, the Daily Text records an incident that took place shortly before Christ went to the cross. He offers his disciples one of the great promises of the Bible, the first several verses in John 14. Let me read those verses. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you. I am going there to prepare a place for you. If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you may also be where I am. Well, after 3 years of ministry and intense training with his disciples, Jesus confidently asserted that they knew where he was going and forthrightly says in verse 4, "You know the way to the place where I am going."
But Thomas asked a question, indicating a need for further clarification. I appreciate his candid honesty. John 14:5, he says, "Lord, we don't know where you're going. So how can we know the way?" While having the benefit of knowing the rest of the story, we may wonder how, after all the time that was spent with Jesus, that the disciples didn't know where he was going. But Thomas, apparently speaking for all the disciples, said they neither knew the where, or destination, or the way, or the directions.
Well, God is ever a rewarder of those who diligently seek him, and Thomas was a diligent seeker. Christ did not rebuke him or the other disciples, but graciously proclaims one of the most familiar and memorized Bible truths. In verse 14:6, we read, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." In fact, as I prepared the lesson this morning, I considered the fact that the disciples' need for clarification prompted this statement that we perhaps wouldn't have otherwise.
Well, we've all gotten lost at some point in our lives, haven't we? I would imagine that each of our listeners here today has an interesting story about getting lost that you could tell.
But God's directions in regard to our ultimate desired destination are absolutely complete and trustworthy. The divine GPS is wholly reliable. It never has trouble acquiring the satellite signal. When we place our trust in the great I Am, He is our guide through this earthly maze, and we are assured of reaching our heavenly home at His appointed day. Are you trusting Christ today?
Let's pray together. Father, to know You is to know the way to eternal life. Help us to hold fast to the directions we receive through Your Word. Thank You for sending Jesus, who bridged the gap that stood between heaven and earth. And thank You that because of Your mercy, we have entrance into heaven as we walk over the bridge of Your mercy and forgiveness. Amen.
In the name of Jesus, amen. Well, thank you for joining us today. Thomas is such an interesting Bible character. He's the one that later on also had another need for some clarification and evidence when he wanted to see the nail scars in the Lord. And again, Christ sensed he was an earnest seeker and met his need. And Thomas was part of that wonderful early church. Well, today we have a number of songs we've posted. Wish I could have found an old song I remember back from our early years from John 14, verse 6. I am the way, the truth, the life, and a video, but I couldn't. But just a number of songs that go, including several that are new to me as I go about the search. I found a song called I Am. It's a local church version, and mighty they get excited. It's interesting to me that it's a Baptist church, and wow, these are wonderful choir and enthusiasm for the Lord. We also, in that church, I found a song that I've enjoyed hearing on the radio called The End of the Beginning, and just in my scrolling found that, and I also posted my very first music video up today. Several weeks ago, we met Christian and Shannon Walker, a musical couple here in Pennsylvania. For many years, I've enjoyed their music, but have been unable to find songs online to share in this series. I told them about that, and they gave me permission, sent me their 4 or 5 CDs, and gave me permission to post their songs on YouTube. I appreciate that heart for ministry. And you get to see, if you choose, the very first pictorial video. These are photos I took up in New England several years ago. The song, by the way, doesn't fully go with today's message, but it's called God is in Control, and a wonderful song of comfort. Well, have a blessed day today. Continue to be encouraged and continue to have that deep, abiding assurance of God's steadfast love and care and the reliability of the divine GPS.